Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shir is Shabbos Daf Chof Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin 4 lines from the top of Daf Chof Dalid. You'll notice a diamond that appears, one of our series markings. On the side of the Gemara, under our Nosei Mivneh heading, we have introduced this with a diamond. The Nosei is the topic, and Mivneh the structural note to explain why these symbols are here. So the diamond surrounds the expression Yibay Eloho, and these are questions. She'ilois be'inyan haskoras me'ein hama'oira betfila ubebirchas hamazon. And we indicate that this discussion will go till Omid Beis. The issue is the mentioning of various holidays in the prayer, in the Shmon Esrei, and in the Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara. Ibayalo, ma'al lehazkir shel Chanukah beBirchas HaMazon. Should one make mention of Chanukah, or is there an obligation to mention Chanukah in the Birchas HaMazon? Rashi at the very top of the page says, "Bebirchas Hamazon, betfila pshitolon." As far as tefila is concerned, Shmona Esrei, it is clear. Sharei lahalel hoido nikbu. The days of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah holiday was established as days of praise and thanks, kidamrim li'el, and therefore it is very appropriate to have it mentioned in Shmona Esrei. The question is, what about having it mentioned in Hanukkah? So the Gemara continues with two sides, and we label, when we have a question presented in two sides, we generally refer to it as Aleph, Oy Dilma, Beis, O Dilma, meaning, or possibly, and you can see we squiggle underline that expression when it appears, to show you where the second option, second side is presented. So the Gemara asks, Kevon demidrabonon hu lo madkirinon, since Hanukkah is a rabbinic holiday, therefore there is no mention of it in Birchas HaMazon. Odilmo ki mishum persume niso matkirinan, because there is an element of publicizing of the miracle by mentioning Hanukkah, we should mention it. Omar Rava Amrav Schor Amar Rav Huna Eino Mazkir. So Rava says not to. V'im ba lahazkir Mazkir b'hoido. And if one does want to mention Hanukkah anyway in the Birchas HaMazon, he should do so in the context of the second bracha, the second paragraph of Birchas HaMazon, Nodeh Lecha, which is we call Hoido, thanks, the thanks paragraph, which Rashi reminds us is Birchas HaOretz, the bracha that focuses on the land of Israel. Rav Huna bar Yehuda iklo lebei Rava. Rav Huna visited Rava. Sovar laadkure beboni Yerushalayim. He had an intention to mention Hanukkah in the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon, the Bonei Yerushalayim bracha. Amalahu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said to those who wanted to mention it in Bonei Yerushalayim, he says, Ketfila. It should be mentioned like in Shmona Esrei, Matfila Bohoido, just like in Shmona Esrei, we mention the Hanukkah is as part of the Moedim Bracha, Af Birchas HaMazon Bohoido, so to Birchas HaMazon, the Hanukkah mentioned should be in the Bracha of Thanks, like in Shmona Esrei, which in the Birchas HaMazon is the second Bracha, which is Birchas HaOretz, or that word that begins with the words Nodeh Lecha. Ibayalaho, another question. Ma'u lahaskir Rosh Chodesh beBirchas HaMazon. What about making mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Birchas HaMazon? Im timtzalomar b'Chanukah d'Rabbanan lo tzorich. If you want to say that, and when it comes to Chanukah, so which is a rabbinic holiday, therefore there is no need for making mention of a rabbinic holiday in the Birchas HaMazon. Rosh Chodesh d'Oraisa tzorah. Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, is something that the Torah records, and therefore there would be need for it if you're focusing on the d'Oraisa d'Rabbanan element. Oy Dilma, or possibly the Beis side of our equation or question is, Kevon d'lo osur basias malacha lo mazkirinan, since Rosh Chodesh is not a day where there is a prohibition of engaging in malacha, in creative activity, unlike Yom Tov and Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, one is allowed to engage in Malacha. So, therefore, since it's not a day of Isur Malacha, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara answers, Rav Omar Maskir, Rav Chanin Omar Eino Maskir, so we have a Machlokes Amoroyim as to the mention of Rosh Chodesh in the context of Birchas Hamazon. Omar Rav Zrika, Nekoit de Rav Biyadoch, take Rav's approach in your hands. In other words, accept Rav, Dekoi Rabbo Shaya Kavosei, because Rabbo Shaya presents a Tanaic source that reflects Rav's opinion. Detoni Rav Oshaya. You see, we have a number of lines in a frame. This is a Tanaic source, and in it we will see a reference to Rosh Chodesh as being mentioned in Birchas Hamazon. And before we learn the source, let's just glance at the markings that we have. First of all, we've double underlined the words Yomim simply for to enable us to focus on the fact that source is broken up into two parts. But more importantly for right now, notice the dash underlining. We have Rosh Chodesh is dashed underlined, and also the expression V'yesh bohen haskora v'birchas hamazon. So that is really what we are looking for by bringing in this source, that it supports Rav's approach. So now the source. Yomim shi'yesh bohen korban musaf, days that have as part of them a musaf sacrifice, kegon Rosh Chodesh, the cholos shel moed, and the intermediate days of the holidays of Sukkot and Pesach. So, Arvis v'shachros u'mincha, mispalo shmone esrei, v'oimer me'ein hama'oiro ba'avoida. One in those three tefillos says, Ya'la v'yavo, me'ein hama'oiro, is the reference to mentioning the holiday or the event that comes out at that time. So, simply stated, we mention these holidays in the Alev Yavo, Bavoda, in the Broch of Ritzei of the Shmon Esrei. Vimlo Omar, if he failed to say the Alev Yavo, Machzirin Oisoi, we make him go back to Daven again. The Ein Bohen Kiddush Alakos, there is no Kiddush recitation. The Yesh Bohen Haskora, the Birchas Hamazon, and these days are mentioned as well in the Birchas Hamazon. And as we said before, we highlighted with our markings, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in Birchas Hamazon. And that reflects Shitas Rav in his Machlokas with Rabbi Chanina. Yomim She'ein Bohen Korban Musaf, Kegoin Sheni V'Chamishi. Now we have a bracketed section which we advise skipping initially. So we read Sheni V'Chamishi Shel Ta'anios U'Ma'amodois on Mondays and Thursdays of days that are declared fast days. In the Maseches Tainis, there is a description in the Mishnayos of a situation when there is lack of rainfall. So public fast days are declared, and they come out, they're declared to be observed on Mondays and Thursdays. So those are the Sheni V'Chamishi of Tanios, and Ma'amodos are the days. These are days that sacrifices are offered in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there would be representatives of Klal Yisrael that were present in the Beis HaMikdash, and they observed fasting from during the weekdays of the sacrifices that were offered. And they fasted 4 days a week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they would have the tefillah of Tainus would be mentioned in their particular davenings. Now, let's go over this again. We've skipped a section that we have in brackets. Reading again from the double underline, Yomim She'ein Bohen Korban Musaf, days where there is no Musaf offering in the Beis HaMikdash, Kegon Sheni V'Chamishi, V'Ta'anios, U'Ma'amodos. Here you see we're reading in the brackets, and this Lushan is not going to be clear, but we read it anyway. It says like on Mondays and Thursdays and fast days, U'Ma'amodos. And here the Gemara asks, Sheni V'Chamishi, my Avidetayu, what is the nature of Mondays and Thursdays? It sounds like Mondays and Thursdays throughout the year. What are they doing here in a discussion concerning a special mentioning in the Shmoneh Esrei? Ella, rather, what is really meant here, it's not the standard Mondays and Thursdays, but rather Elo sheni v'chamishi u sheni shel tanios. Those are the Monday and Thursday and Mondays that are declared as fast days when there is lack of rainfall. And u'ma'amados. Ma'amados is, as we mentioned before, those are the groups that represent the Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash when the daily sacrifices they were offered, the Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Ben Arvayim. We wanted to have members of Klal Yisrael there as well. So what is the law with regard to Shmon Esrei? Arvis v'shachar u'mincha mispalo shmon esrei v'oimer me'ein hama'oira b'shomea tefila. Now the me'ein hama'oira of fast days we would associate with tefilas anenu. V'im loy omar ein machzirin oso. If he failed to mention the me'ein hama'oira of a fast day, he doesn't have to daven again. V'ein b'hen haskora b'birchas hamazon. And there's no mention of those days in the Birchas HaMazon. Ostensibly, it would be if a person had to eat on one of those days, even though they were declared as fast days, they're not to. There is no mention of that particular fast day in the Birchas HaMazon. The Rashi has a different shot than what we said. Rashi says, "B'Birchas HaMazon shel arvis b'knisaso." The arvis means the evening before the fast day. These were daytime fasts, so one was allowed to eat on the night before the fast day itself. And kol shekein b'tzeiasa shekvar ovar yom, and certainly on the night meal after the fast day passed, there is no mention of them in the Birchas HaMazon. We now have another question. Mahu lehaskir shel Chanukah b'musafin. On Chanukah, which is an 8-day holiday starting from the 25th of Kislev, so it will include a Shabbos and will also include a Rosh Chodesh Teves. So these are Musaf days that appear during Chanukah. So there's a Musaf Shmona Esrei. Chanukah, of course, is a rabbinic holiday. There's no special Musaf sacrifice offered because of Chanukah, but during Chanukah you have days that have their own Musaf sacrifices. So do you mention Al Hanisim, the Chanukah prayer, in the Shmona Esrei of Musaf that's recited during Chanukah? So again, two sides of the question. Aleph, Kevon de les be Musaf b'didei lo matkirinon. Since Chanukah itself doesn't have a Musaf, so there's no mention of Chanukah in the Musaf Shmon Esrei. Oidilmo, yoim hu shechayev ba'arbat filos. On the other hand, when you come to a Musaf day, for example, a Shabbos Chanukah. So Shabbos Chanukah is a day that has four prayers. And since it's a day that has four prayers, the expectation is that each prayer has a reference to Chanukah in it. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amri Trayu, Eino Maskir. So these two Amoroyim say, no reference is made in the Musaf of Chanukah. Rav Nach, Rav Yochanan, Amri Trayu, Maskir. You do mention Al Hanisim in the Musaf that's recited during the days that are Musaf worthy of Chanukah. Omar Abaye, L'Rav Yosef. Ha de Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda, their opinion that says Eino Maskir Chanukah in Musaf, the Rav Hu. It is based on the teaching of Rav. Once again, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who said no mention of Chanukah during Musaf, is a result of Rav's teaching. The Yomar of Gidol Amar Rav. Now we have a new marking here, and we can take note of the mivneh, the structural note that we have in the margin of our Gemara, where we've written Nisyonos Limtso Devorov Shel Rav Shemahavim Bosis the Rav Huna veRav Yehuda. We are going to attempt to find some comment of Rav that will serve as the basis for the opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who says no mention of Chanukah during the Musaf of Chanukah. So, if you see one, this form with the house shape, and you see another one, so we know that the first one isn't going to be successful. So we continue now. This is again, the Omar of Gidol Marav, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, it falls out on a Shabbos, Hamachdir B'Novi B'Shabbos, one who reads the Haftorah, Eino Tzorech Lahaskir Shel Rosh Chodesh. In the brachos that are that accompany the Haftorah reading, there is no mention of Rosh Chodesh. You, of course, mention Shabbos, but you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. She'il mole Shabbos, ein novi Rosh Chodesh. If it wasn't Shabbos, it was just a Rosh Chodesh falling out on a weekday, there would be no Novi. There's no Novi read to begin with. So therefore, since there is no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh per se, there's no mention of it. We go back to the issue of mentioning Hanukkah in Musaf. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said no mention. Well, it would follow from this that since Hanukkah doesn't generate a Musaf, there is no need to mention Hanukkah in Musaf. Paralleling this teaching right here, that since there is no Novi on Rosh Chodesh, Rav says there is no mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah that's read on Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, Mi Domi. And here we have a point. This is a long point in which we'll see another presentation of Rav. So he says, the Gemara says, how can you compare this teaching to that which we are looking for? Hasam Novi B'derosh Chodesh Leko Klal. Of course, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah brachos of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because there is no Novi read on Rosh Chodesh whatsoever. Hocha, with regard to Al HaNisim, Isay, well, Al HaNisim is recited by Arvin Shachos of Mincha, the other Shmoneh Esreis. So since it's recited in all the other Shmoneh Esreis, we shouldn't shortchange Musaf, which is one of the four tefillahs of that particular day. Elo loha damyo. If you want to parallel the Hanukkah Musaf story to something else, pattern it or parallel it to the following. Diyoma Rav Achtuvuyam Rav Matonama Rav Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos Hamaftir B'Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. There was a practice in the time of the Gemara of reading a Novi passage during Mincha time of Shabbos. So one who reads the Novi of Mincha Shabbos on a Yom Tov, Ein Sorach Lahaskir Shel Yom Tov, you don't have to make reference to Yom Tov in the Mincha Shabbos Yom Tov Haftorah reading. Shil Mole Shabbos Ein Novi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. If not for Shabbos, there would have been no Novi read in the Mincha of Yom Tov. Yom Tov that fell out on some other day of the week. Now, here the main point is, even though there is a Novi read on that day in the morning of Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov comes out on a weekday, so you will read a Novi, a Haftorah for Yom Tov. So here we have a nice parallel to the Shaila, to the question of mentioning Hanukkah in Musaf. So that meaning, even though the other Shmona Esreis have a Hanukkah reference to them, the Musaf won't, paralleling it to this teaching of Rav, even though the other Haftorah reading of that day would have a Yom Tov reference. This Haftorah reading, the Mincha Haftorah reading, Mincha Shabbos coinciding with Yom Tov, you won't make mention, you do not make mention of Yom Tov. We continue now on to Amud Beis. Koles Hilchasa Kechol Hani Shmaitza. Rashi at the top says, Kechol Hani Shmaitza, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gido, Rav Achtavuye. All of these names are associated with the opinion that you don't mention Hanukkah in Musaf. So the Gemara here is rejecting that. Ella, the halach is not like them. Ella, ki hod yom Rav Yishu ben Levi, yom kippurim shechalios v'shabbos, hamispalel ni'ila, tzorach lahaskir shel Shabbos. Yom Kippur that falls out on a Shabbos, you mention Shabbos in the ni'ila shmona esrei of Yom Kippur. Yom hu shenischayev ba'arba tefilas. The day, in this case it's Yom Kippur Shabbos, it's a day that has four tefilos in it. And since the other tefilos you will make mention of Shabbos, you will make mention in Shabbat. You'll make mention of Shabbos in the Ne'ilah as well, even though a standard Shabbos doesn't have a Ne'ilah Shmona Esrei. The Gemara now, and so with that in mind, so too with regard to Chanukah, you will mention Chanukah in Musaf, even though Chanukah itself doesn't have a Musaf. Shmona Esrei. Nevertheless, the day that Musaf, that the Hanukkah coincides with a Musaf Shmona Esrei, is a day that has four tefillos that are recited: the Arvis, the Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf. The Gemara asks a question. This question lasts a few lines, and hence we've labeled it as a long question. You can see the kuflets encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. Kashya hilchisa hilchisa. There seems to be a contradiction in final halacha rulings. Amris hilchisa Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. You say on the one hand that we follow the teaching of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, which we just got finished saying, would have you say, make reference to Chanukah and Musaf, in the Musaf that falls out on that day. On the other hand, we hold like Rava, Yom Rava, Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shliach Tzibar Yori Lufnei Ateva, Arvis, Einot Tzorach Lahaskir Shel Yom Tov. This is a reference to the Friday night special repetition of Shmona Esrei. We call this Me'ain Sheva of Leil Shabbos. So when there is a Friday, when there's a Yom Tov Shabbos coinciding, so Friday night represents it's the setting in of Shabbos and the setting in of Yom Tov, and after the Shmona Esrei that one recites, there is no reference to Yom Tov in that repeat. She'umole Shabbos, if not for the fact that it was Shabbos, ein shliach tzibur yored arvis be yom tov. On a yom tov that falls out in the middle of the week, there is no repetition of the Shmona Esrei. There is no me'ein sheva of the yom tov arvis Shmona Esrei. So if you emphasize this halacha, this teaching of Rava, and we've done this with our dashed underlining, we would say that you would not mention Chanukah in Musaf, because if not for the fact that it were Shabbos as far as Chanukah itself is concerned, so there would be no Musaf Shmona Esrei. The Gemara. So at this point then, how is it that we say before, follow Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and look at the fact that the day has all of these tefillos in it, and therefore Chanukah is to be mentioned in Musaf, when on the other hand we have this Rava teaching, which says on the Me'ain Sheva of the Arvis Shmona Esrei, you won't make reference to Yom Tov, because Yom Tov doesn't have a Me'ain Sheva of Arvis. The Gemara answers, Hochi Hashta. Before we go on, by the way, just to make sure that no one makes any mistake, when we speak about the Me'ain Sheva of Arvis, of Shabbos, we're referring to the paragraphs that in which we say Koinei Shomayim Va'oretz, Mogein Ovois, Bidvoroi, Mechayim Esim, etc. Those passages are hopefully familiar to all of you. The Gemara answers the question, Hochi Hashta. How can you compare the din of Rava, which focuses on the Me'ein Sheva, with the din of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, which we're using to indicate you should say Al Hanisim in Musaf of Chanukah? Hasam in the din of Rava, the Me'ein Sheva, bedinhu deafilu b'Shabbos nami lo yitzorech. Shabbos itself doesn't even generate a need for Me'ein Sheva per se. It's not something that's central to the Shabbos Shmona Esrei experience. So you'll ask, so why is there a Me'ein Sheva of Friday night Shmona Esrei? The Rabbanan Lu Detakinu Mishum Sakona. It's a contingency because of Sakona. What's the Sakona? Rashi elaborates on that. So looking at the Rashi, Mishum Sakona, Sakonas Mazikin. demonic forces. Shelo hoyu batei knesis shelahem biyishuv. Their shuls were not located in settled areas. V'chol sha'ar leilei hachol hoyu asukim b'melachton. During the days of the week, people were involved in their work. Uvegomron melachton mispalin arvis b'beisam. When they finished their work at night, they would daven their arvis at home. V'lo hoyu boyin b'beis haknesis. People didn't daven arvis in shuls in the time of the Gemara. Aval leilei Shabbos, Friday night, boyin b'beis haknesis. People did attend shul. V'choshu, and they were worried, she'esh she'en m'marin lovo, there are those that would not come quickly, they'd be delayed in their arrival. V'shoyin lachar tfila, and they would be delayed after the general tfila has finished. L'kach erichu tfilas tzibur, therefore, they elongated the public prayer so that the latecomers would have a chance to finish their davening and thereby be together with others when they left the shul, which was located outside settled areas, thereby saving these latecomers from the danger of the mazikin. So the elongated arvis is not even something that's so relevant. It's not something that's generated by Shabbos per se, other than this sakona consideration, and therefore it's not necessary to make mention of Yom Tov in such a passage. Aval, the Gemara continues, Aval Hocha, Yom Hu Shinishai Barbat Filas. With regard to our question of Musaf and Hanukkah, mention of Hanukkah and the Musaf Shemone Esrei, the day has four tefilos. So we, as we said before, we shouldn't shortchange Musaf and not mention Hanukkah when in all the other tefilos of that day, Hanukkah was mentioned. This Hanukkah point was coming off of that which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi spoke about in the context of Ne'ilah that comes out on a Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shabbos coinciding. We do mention Shabbos in the Ne'ilah because all the rest of the Shemone Esrei of that day made a reference to Shabbos as well. We go back to a quote from the Mishnah, V'lo Ba'alya V'chulei. And it went on to say in the Mishnah, V'lo b'chelev, one does not light animal fats, v'chomim omrim, echad mevushal, v'echad she'enu mevushal, whether they be cooked or uncooked, one does not light with chelev. The Gemara asks, chachomim hainu tanakama. The chachomim seem to be saying the same thing as the tanakama who said, don't light with chelev. The Gemara answers, Iko binayu derav Bruno omar Rav. There is a difference between them, and that's the teaching of Rav Bruno omar Rav, which spoke about the adding of a good oil to the melted fats. Velo misaimi. It's not clear who holds from the Rav Huna Rav Bruno omar Rav teaching. So there is a point of difference, and that would be the case of using the chelev mixed with good oil mixed in. So whether it's the Tanakama who allows it or the Chachomim at the end, that this Chachomim at the end of the Mishnah that allow it, that is not clear. But one of them allows chelev when it's mixed together with good oil. The Mishnah. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifo b'yom tov. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Ein madlikin be'itron mipnei kvod ha'shabos. Shemen Sreifo, we discussed already in the past. This has to do with shemen of the oil of truma that became tomei. And itron is a substance that one should not light with. Mipnei kvod ha'shabos, because it has a foul odor to it, which would desecrate the honor of Shabbos. V'chachomim matirin b'chol hashmonim. The chachomim allow a whole range of oils. B'shemen shumshemin, b'shemen egoizim, with sesame oil, nut oil, b'shemen tznonos, shemen from the tznon plant, b'shemen dogim, b'shemen pakuos, fish oil, made from the innards of fish that are melted, according to Rashi. B'shemen pakuos, Rashi says a dalas midboris, a type of desert dalas vegetation. Beitron ubeneft. Rashi says neft min shemen sherecholratz, a type of oil that has a foul odor to it. Rabbi Tarfon Omer ein madlikin elo b'shemen zayis bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon is very, very limiting. He limits you to olive oil alone. The Gemara asks, my taima. My taima regarding the shemen sreifa. Why is it that we don't light shemen sreifa on Shabbos? In other words, for Shabbos candles. Of course, we don't light on Shabbos itself, but in anticipation of Shabbos is the Shabbos candles. So the Gemara answers, Lefi she'ein sorfin kochim b'yom tov, because we do not burn holy items. Kochim is most often associated with sacrificial items that became unfit. We don't burn them on Yom Tov. And as we've said in the past, Truma Tameo is paralleled, is thought of to be a type of kochim, something that's also holy. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a series of triangles that appear, and they're explained under the Nosei Mivne heading that we have in our margin. You see a triangle is featured, and we've written Mekoros Lekach Shein Sorfin Kochim B'Yom Tov. And we also indicate, in other words, we're saying these represent sources for this halacha that we don't burn kochim on Yom Tov. No seizem mamshich ad chof hei omid bei. So we also want to note that this is a rather long topic which continues all the way till chof hei omid bei. Right now we're only on chof dalid omid bei. The Gemara continues with the first source. Omar Chizkia v'chein tana de bei Chizkia, also taught in a Tanaic source from the yeshiva of Chizkia. Omar Kra, the pasuk says, "V'lo sosir mimenu ad boker, v'anosir mimenu ad boker," and it goes on to say, "Bo'esh tisoreif." This pasuk is in the context of a korban Pesach that one offered on the 14th of Nisan. It was eaten on the 14th at night. It means the 15th of Nisan at night, the night ushering the 15th of Nisan. And it says, don't leave over any until the morning. And then it goes on to say in the pasuk that if something was left over, if meat was left over, so then you shall burn it. Now, in this pasuk, it seems to have a certain level of redundancy. She'ein tamad lomer ad boker. Let's read the pasuk again. It says, v'lo sosiru mimen ad boker. And then it says, don't leave over till the morning. And then it says, v'hanosar mimenu ad boker. Why does it say again ad boker? It could have just said habano sermimenu, and anything that is left, and I understand it's left it till the morning. So matam alomer ad boker. Why is there this extra reference to the morning? Boakos of litein lo boker shemi lisrei faso. It's telling you that if the meat is left over from the korban Pesach till the morning of the 15th of Nisan, which is a yom tov, that's not when you burn it. You burn it only Bokesheni, the second morning after that, which will be the morning of the 16th of Nisan, which is Chol HaMoed. What's the point here? We see that you don't do burning of Nosar, which is unfit now because it stayed over beyond its time. You don't do the burning of that which is unfit on Yom Tov day itself. So with this in mind, we see that Yom Tov is not a day, the holiday is not the time for burning kochim that became unfit. And so here this serves as the first of the makoros, the sources that we were looking for, that from where do we know that you don't burn kochim on Yom Tov? From this teaching by the Korban Pesach, we see that we're told to wait till the 16th of Nisan, which is Chol HaMoed, which is not classified as Yom Tov. The next source, Abai Omar Kro, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbatoi. You burn the Ola offering on Shabbos, and we infer, V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos. You don't burn a weekday offering on Shabbos, V'lo Olas Chol B'Yom Tov, nor do you burn a weekday offering on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not a day for burning other things. Rashi says, Oilas chol kagon, evore tomit shel erev yom tov, shelo ukturim bod yom, the innards of the erev yom tov ola offering, if they weren't burnt on erev yom tov, ein malin oison mishachashecha, you don't bring them up to the mizbeach on yom tov itself. The kolshim came kolshim psulim, those sarfina, and certainly not kolshim that became unfit. You do not burn them on Yom Tov. And again, that's what we were looking for. From where do we know that you don't burn kachim that became unfit on Yom Tov? The next source, Rava Omar, Omar Kra, U levado yeosev lechem. This is a posuk, which Rashi says is a Kra Yeseri. It could have just as well said in this posuk, which deals with the allowance of preparing food on Yom Tov, it could have said, Ach asher yeocheh l'chol nefesh yeoseh lechem. The expression, Hu levado, is an extra expression. So from this we derive, Hu velo machshirin. You're allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov, but you can't prepare those elements that are needed for making the food. In other words, you can't prepare a knife on Yom Tov or make an oven on Yom Tov. Those are the machshirin. Levadoi, this word is darshened, velo milo shelo bismano da asya b'kal v'chomer. Nor is one allowed to perform a circumcision, which is on some day other than the eighth day. In other words, a delayed circumcision. You're not allowed to perform on Yom Tov. Without this word, levado, I would have derived through kal v'chomer logic that milo shelo bismano is to be done on Yom Tov. That's what this expression Da'asya b'kal v'chomer means, that without levado, I would have said that milo shelo bizmano is to be done on Yom Tov through kal v'chomer logic. Now, what's the point for us? Rashi, toward the end of the page, says two lines from the bottom. U'memeilo shamino mino de mitzvah she'en zmano kavua. From this we learn that a mitzvah whose time is not fixed on that time, on Yom Tov specifically, the yochel azoy shel mocher, and it's something that a mitzvah that could be done the next day, eino doche Yom Tov. It doesn't push off Yom Tov. Yom Tov supersedes, but hu hadin v'sreifas kodshim tameim, and likewise with regard to the burning of kodshim that became tamei, that became unfit. So this is another source from the Levado. We learn that Yom Tov is not to be used for the performance of mitzvahs that aren't designated for Yom Tov day. Rav Ashi Omar, Shabosoin equals Aseh. The word Shabosoin in the context of holidays makes it such that Yom Tov has associated with it a mitzvah saseh, a positive command. The Havei Le Yom Tov, we're at the top of Chof Heom and Aleph. This makes it such that Yom Tov is an aseh v'loy saseh. There is a lo saseh of Yom Tov, a lo saseh kol melacha. Yom Tov, similar to Shabbos, is a day in which creative activity is restricted. So Yom Tov has two aspects. It has an aseh, Shabboson, and it has a negative command, lois aseh. The ein aseh, doiche es lois aseh v'aseh, and another mitzvah that has just a positive command associated with it, and that's a reference to kutshim that became unfit. There's a positive mitzvah in burning those things, bo eish tisrofu, burn it in a fire. However, a positive mitzvah does not have enough strength to supersede or overrule that which is positive and negative, namely Yom Tov. The Gemara continues, B'Yom Tov hu da'osir. So we've established that on Yom Tov it's forbidden to burn the kodshim, the truma shinit mace. Ha b'choil shapir dami, but on the weekday it is mutter to burn the truma shinit mace and to benefit from it. My taima, what is the reason for that? Omar Rav, Kishem Shemitzvah Lisroy Pakotshim Shinitmu Kach Mitzvah Lisroy Esatrumo Shinit Mace. Just like it's a mitzvah to burn kotshim that became tomei, so too it's a mitzvah to burn truma that became tomei. The Omra Torah, and the Torah says, Bishas bi'ura teheni mimena. When you are burning the truma shinit meis, you are entitled to draw benefit from it. And that basically is what was alluded to all along. We have said up till now that you can't light Shabbos candles with Shemen Truma Shinit Meis because of this rule of Ein Sorfin Kotshim B'Yom Tov. However, if it wasn't Yom Tov or it wasn't Shabbos, you would be able to. Basically telling us that you're allowed to derive benefit from Truma Shinit Meis while it is burning. And with this in mind, the Gemara's next point is Heichon Amrato, where did the Torah indicate thusly? So, Emir Tzashem, in the next Shiur, we will get into this topic, being that we're learning a Daf Yomi Shiur, and we're already on to Daf Chof Hei. This would be a convenient place to stop. So, this concludes our Shiur for today.